Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley. I should have adjusted to you then because that is my married name. A.k.a. That Chick Angel. Give me one margarita. And this is my husband, my boyfriend, my lover, my friend, the other host of this podcast. Tell them who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, you know what it is, all in the building. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, this is a podcast we do every single week. And we are a married couple, and we talk about the things that need to be talked about, whether it's family, whether it's politics, whether it's current events, whatever the hell we feel like talking about. That's what we're going to talk about. And we sat here, and Angel's looking all pretty, and titties and thighs and stuff all over the place. Absolutely. And we are joined by some people that we greatly appreciate, and that's our sponsors. You will hear about them later on in the episode. You want to go on and let them know who the sponsors are?
The sponsors are HelloFresh and Earning. We will tell you more about their services and products. And if there's something about them that you're just like, I was looking for a service like that, please use our promo code, use our URL. We always leave all of that in the show notes to make it very easy for you to get our discounts, to let them know we sent you. Because when you use their products and services, you're literally helping this podcast. You're helping us be able to do this and do it in a way that is of some sort of quality. Amen. Go ahead, babe.
Absolutely. And we are also joined by some other amazing people. That is our immediate family. Okay. Our immediate family is the people that are in Patreon. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? These people are with us during all these live recordings. They get the stuff early. They get the stuff exclusive sometimes. They get all the goodness. They get conversations with us. They be showing up on tour with us. Not with us, but they be meeting us there.
Mm-hmm. They be joining us on stage on tour.
And you can be a part of that Patreon. All you got to do is go to a media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month and join in on the fun.
Real quick before we jump into the meat of this podcast, if you didn't know already, this podcast is on tour currently.
Right now.
We had our LA show, which we sold out, and it was a time. A time was had. I can't wait to release the sizzle to that show.
Yeah.
And we gonna have a time in every other city.
Absolutely.
We go to. So
show up and show out smoother than fresh job Skippy.
One of the ways in which you can make sure you don't miss the show is join our Patreon, because they get pre-sale tickets. We don't give pre-sale to anybody else.
Nah.
And when I tell you, Patreon came in hard as heck for the Philadelphia. Yeah. And some of our venues aren't
Patreon
big.
Patreon came in strong.
Yes.
It was like, what the hell?
And some of our venues are not big. Okay. So, Patreon for $5 guarantees that you will be able to get a seat. Also, another way you can make sure that you are at our shows is to be following Marcus or myself on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We post the link to the tickets as soon as we are able to put them on general admission sale. So if you follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, if you follow me either on TikTok or Instagram at That Chick Angel and That Chick Angel TV, I have the link in my link tree so that when we announce the tickets are on sale, you can jump on it. Also, if you follow That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, I also put the link even in our vlogs, which are back finally.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't posted for today, don't worry. It's going to happen. Mommy Confessions is going to go up. So is a vlog. It's just a lot is happening today. But those are the ways that you can make sure that you are getting your tickets. And the last thing I'll share is, We offer an opportunity for our Patreon to have an active participation in our podcast.
Yes.
This podcast that you're watching now is a little bit of a misdirect of what you're going to actually get.
Yeah, this podcast that you're getting right now is like, it ain't even the skeleton. It's the bone marrow of the live show.
Correct. Correct. You get so much more for the live show because we understand, one, this podcast that you're watching is free. You can watch it for absolutely free.
Right.
It's not behind a paywall, right?
Right.
Live show, we know you're spending money to come see us because these shows are not free. Okay.
Not. And they ain't free for us to have, and they ain't gonna be free for you to come see.
And I'm gonna be honest, I felt like Philadelphia taxed the hell out of this show, and it was wasn't on us. It was not on, I promise you that. Some of these venues have their own policies and things set that we don't have control over. So when we see prices of tickets, we put in a bunch of effort. We give it everything we got.
If you put some money in to come see me, I'm going to give you two money's worth.
Yes. We're going to make sure you don't feel like, well, dang, well, that was good. No, we make sure. Now, I might not got knees like Meg Thee Stallion fully, but you going to get at least Martha's. You going to get Melissa's. You going to get somebody's knees up there, okay? You going to get all of it. You going to even get, Marcus is going to show you his Meg Thee Stallion knees at these shows. Do you not, baby?
It depends on the energy. Y'all give me that energy. Hey, I'm going to show up and show out.
Even if you don't give me energy, I'm going to give you everything you need. So anyways, Patreon gets to participate in our show live. And it is a good time. Okay? Good time, good time. So please don't miss out. All right. We've done all of that. Mm-hmm. Now let's get to the first segment.
Yeah.
Today's first segment is one of our favorites, and that is Tanksley Pride. Yeah. Tell them what Tanksley Pride is, baby.
Tanksley Pride is usually stories or things involving our sons, one of our four sons, all four of them. All right, we got four of them, and we call them a Tanksley Pride. We usually include something about them or something with them during this segment.
All right, so today I'm going to kick it off, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
So my 13-year-old, Marcus, his 13-year-old as well, he's spoiled. Okay. I'm going to fully admit it. All of our kids kind of are spoiled, even though we are strict. So he got to have a good time with me this week. I took him to VidCon. He met a friend that he's never actually met in person. He has a friend, his best friend is friends with this person. His best friend lives in Texas. So she introduced them via Discord, via FaceTime. So, and they're both into YouTube. This friend was coming to VidCon. So they actually got to meet in person for the first time. They got to kick it all day. Soon as we had breakfast, my son had the whole day free without me. Like I wasn't over his shoulder. I really was trying to give him the freedom to be a teenager in what I felt to be a safe space. Then we left VidCon early, wasting my money, okay? And we allowed him to go to a birthday party of one of his schoolmates, right? They got to go do paintball. They got to then come back to the house, the house of the boy, and go swimming. They had a huge slide. Well, then it evolved. And I thought I was picking up my child to come home. It then turned into, hey, mom, such and such wants to know if I can spend the night. And I was like, ask your dad, okay? And he texted his dad. He was like, dad said it was fine. Well, then I realized, oh, as I'm talking to the mom, girls are going to be spending the night too, right? And I was like, where they do that at? I said, tell your daddy that information too. And he was like, okay. He texted his dad. He was like, daddy said, okay. I said, now what?
He didn't text me that.
Yes, he did. Let me see. He definitely texted. That's how we end up having a conversation afterwards.
Oh, he texted all at once. Okay, yeah, yeah.
He said, yeah. I said, what? I said, oh, look, I was going to say, when we had the conversation afterwards, you were still like,
I'll tell
yeah.
him, I said, go ahead.
I know. I'm telling this is all a part of Tanksley Pride. So I was like, okay. And the mom was like, Angel, I'm telling you, nothing is going to happen, right? She's joking on one end about, you know, stuff might happen. And then on the other end, when she's like, oh, she's about to take her child home, she's like, I promise you, nothing's going to happen. And I told the mom, I said, listen, I feel like you've got to know me well enough that you know that if anything goes down inappropriate that my son should not be involved in, that it's going to be a problem. And she was like, yeah, she said, I'm going to be like, boys, me and your mom are going to have to tussle. But sometimes, sometimes that's what happens. Now, mind you, we used to not let this boy spend a night at anybody's house. So you should imagine my shock when I get a daddy said it was okay, not only for me to spend a night at these people's house, which that part was fine, but two, to spend the night at a co-ed situation. And I go home after I left little Marcus there. I said, so tell me why you feel comfortable with your child staying at a sleepover with girls. And I was like, hello? But first, let me tell you about HelloFresh. HelloFresh is our first sponsor. Absolutely love them. The Tanksleys love HelloFresh. Why? Because we're getting farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to our doorstep. We're getting amazing seasonal recipes that make dinner time so easy. I know my kids are being fed well, and they're getting fed really great meals that, if I'm being honest, if I was just coming up with the menu, it would be very boring. But HelloFresh takes all of that anxiety, all the decision-making out of the way for me. This summer, HelloFresh is here to take the work out of eating well. Reach your goals with delicious calorie smart and protein smart lunch and dinner options, plus new vegan recipes too. Get farm to table quality with every HelloFresh box. HelloFresh seasonal recipes are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days for fresh flavor, in every bite. We just opened up our Hello box today. Oh, no, actually yesterday, because it gets delivered on Sunday. And I know one of the recipes, I didn't get to look up to see what it was, but it has shrimp in it. I love shrimp. I don't know what it is about it. Shrimp is just so good. But to know that, like, HelloFresh understands what our appetite is. We're on the pescatarian plan, so I'm able to get stuff like fish and shrimp, as well as really great pasta meals. Mm-hmm. We get a lot of Indian-inspired meals that I wouldn't normally be able to cook, but because HelloFresh makes the cooking so easy with the printed-out recipes and the pictures, so it's easy to follow, it's great. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see Amar and Kai were helping me with one recipe that was super easy and fun. Amar was so cute and helpful. Kai did the salt bay and put the salt inside of the mix. But it's a fun time for me to cook with the boys as well as giving them delicious meals. So go to HelloFresh.com/argue16.
Argue16.
And use code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
For 16, oh, excuse me, use code ARGUE16.
ARGUE16.
For 16 free meals plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ARGUE16.
ARGUE16.
And use code ARGUE16.
ARGUE16.
For 16 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So I was like, hello, sir. When did our parenting style change? And do you remember what your exact response was to me?
Yes.
What was it?
I said, he's not Kai.
No, he said, with Marcus, I'm not worried about Marcus. Yeah.
I ain't worried about Marcus at all. I know Marcus is going to make wise decisions. Marcus ain't over here trying to mature too quick. He ain't impressed by what other people are doing. He's his own person. I ain't got no issues with him staying at a co-ed sleepover. If it was me at 13, I'd been like, no. If it was Kai at any age, until he's out of the house, it's a no. It could be Si's friend, I would tell Kai no. Si can stay. I mean, if it was Kai's friend, I would tell Kai no and Si can stay. Because I know all our kids are different. They're four completely different gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Amara will be eventually. And for Marcus to be in that I'm not worried about that. Even when because I had to take him some stuff because I didn't plan on staying. I took stuff and I just put him to the side. I said, you know, you need to make wise decisions. You know what to do. He was like, yes, sir. I was like, all right. And I know he's not going to be influenced by anything that's going on that part. If anything, he'll distance himself from some stuff that if he sees something going awry, he's going to distance himself from that. But That's because he's that type of child.
So I deferred because I was going to be, I was like, oh boy, you coming home. I said, what, two girls? Granted, these are two girls he is not interested in. He has no intention on doing anything with them or anybody else at the party. For me, my hesitation more so came from, I only really knew the one child, the birthday child.
Yeah.
I don't know the other kids. So it also, for me, a lot of my decisions are made around, okay, who you going with?
Yeah.
And if I know this child is a child with the same similar temperament as mm-hmm. you and governs their life similar to you, there's less of a, for me, it was more so.
And it seems like his friend is that way.
The friend,
and the fact
yes.
that he asked, I'm like, he must, if this is something, if he felt like he would be put in a position of, I don't want to be here no more, if he saw that coming, he wouldn't have even asked us. He would have been like, they asked if I spend the night, but I really don't want to.
I mean, yes. I also, these are not, this is also the difference. These weren't Marcus's friends.
Right.
These were his friends' friends.
Right.
So I also couldn't be like, oh, I'll take Marcus's judgment of these people. I ain't never heard him mention any of these folk, except for maybe one or two of them. So I'm like, do you even know their temperament? Do you know what they're getting into?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, I was just like, but I also am fully aware that I am still, even though with VidCon, I was very proud of, I'm telling you, I let that boy, he had his own money. He did lunch by himself. We didn't reconnect most days until dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I would text just to be like, hey, you good? And he'd be like, yeah. And, the first day I found him on the convention floor, not like laying on the floor, but on the convention floor, I walked up and was like, hey, you good? He was like, yeah. I went back to do my sessions. The second day, I think I called for him to come watch this one demonstration with me because I wanted to sign him up to be an ambassador. And then outside of that, I was like, all right, have fun. So while on one end, I'm trying to loosen my reins because he is an official teenager, on another end, I know this is when kids get into the most, I don't want to say trouble, but we'll just say trouble due to curiosity.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, what they doing?
The thing is because I see the type of kid he is, even the trouble I got into, I know he ain't nowhere near that. I'm like, if you do, he has been in trouble. Even if you do go get in some goddamn trouble, it's just part of that, not to say that it's okay, but it's just like, all right, you got these lessons that you gonna learn.
Yeah.
And this is gonna be a hard ass lesson you about to learn.
Yeah.
But he makes good decisions for the most part.
He's
been in situations, even in elementary school, he was put in situations to where he had to check all his little friends. Like, mm-hmm. y'all, that ain't right. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry. Yeah, cops, hell no.
Don't do my baby like that. I think, yes.
I've had to check Kai in our house with friends over.
I definitely think, yes, my baby Kai, Mr. Popular, there are probably going to be more like, hey, let me remind you that the consequence of these things
Not to say that he's mischievous.
Yeah, I don't think he's
Kai's
mischievous.
No, Kai's definitely not mischievous. He just, he doesn't recognize certain boundaries. I would say, like,
I wouldn't even say that, but
let me think. I'm trying to put I don't know. I don't even know how to word it. I wouldn't say he's mischievous or would do anything that he knows is wrong.
Kai is not a slow, Marcus is slower in his development. And what I mean by that, he is a young 13-year-old. Kai is a mature 8-year-old. Not that he's fast in the pants, as I know some of y'all hate that term. I wouldn't consider him fast. I still feel like his behavior is appropriate for the 8-year-old that he is.
Yeah.
But then when he becomes a teenager, I feel like he's not going to be on the slower blooming side.
Right.
Like, he will be way more aware of his feelings, of his attractions, and because he is not socially shy, he will be quicker to see or to act on those things.
Right.
Like, he's not, he doesn't seem like one that would be like, if he was interested in a young lady, to be too shy to be like, hey, I'm feeling you. Like, I feel like he is going, where Marcus, it'll take him 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months to realize, oh, that's what I'm feeling.
When we first moved in our house, Kyle was like, no, maybe, I think that was sad. The neighbor's daughters is like, I like her. She's pretty.
That is both of the twins. They are very much so. Yep. They cute enough in the face. I like them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, they could just be cute. Yeah, you don't have to like them.
You met these little girls yet. You saw them getting in the car as we pulled up.
Right. So, what's your Tanksley Pride story?
It had to do with that, and it's also going to come back with the TikTok thing. I'm going to kind of loop back around to that. But
don't. We haven't done TikTok o'clock. So yeah, no. Okay, I was making sure.
Taking these, so they were gone. Angel, Marcus was gone. Last week, I had the twins and Amar. Of course, I'm taking Amar to school or daycare, whatever you want to call it. I call it school now to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the twins, I'm like, all right, they're going to be here with me all day. I need to find something to do with them. So I was taking them bike riding. And these, you would think that Kyle would be the adventurous one.
Mm.
So we hit a couple of hills, y'all, and we was picking up some pretty good speed. Even before we got on some of the hills, Kyle is falling so far behind. I said, Kyle, are you scared to go fast or go downhill? I said, it's okay if you are. He was like, yeah. I said, okay. I said, but even when we on these flat areas, you're going to need to keep up or we going back home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then, even seeing Si would keep up with me. Like, I was like, all right, this enough room. Ain't no cars around. Ain't nobody around. I can pick up some speed. Si come down the hills, both feet out. Ain't nothing touching the pedals. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop doing that. You going to fall.
Uh-huh.
Especially if you fall with your feet out, it's going to hurt even more than if you just keep your feet on the pedal. But seeing them, and I was like, just sitting there thinking to myself, if we all go riding as a family, Angel, Amara and Kai are going to have to stick together.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in the back.
Nisa and Marcus, like, meet us at the next point.
We're going to be in the back. We're going to be in the back, and we ain't going to hurt ourselves.
Yeah. Now, Amara want to keep up with us, but he wouldn't be able to.
Nah. Kai has always been that way, though.
Yeah. He's always been a very, like, Kai's the type of kid, he will climb a tree in a heartbeat. But let me take him and throw him in the air, and he is terrified.
Terrified. If it's something that he doesn't feel like he has control over, he is not going to do it. I remember as a baby, we had those walkers that were shaped like cars. Mm-hmm. Kai would balance himself on the edge of the walk. He's supposed to be inside of the walker.
Inside of the walker.
He'd be standing on the edge, right? I think for him, even as a baby, he's like, I've got control over this. I'm not going to hurt myself. But if he doesn't feel like he has control, like, I used to put the boys on my shoulders. I would stand them up on my shoulders.
He cannot do that.
He would burst into tears. And I was like, God, do you think I'm going to drop you?
Even now, with me. Not even standing up. Just have him sitting on my shoulders. Kai couldn't take it.
He's like, no. Where Si is like, yes, now let's move to one hand, one foot, like a cheerleading pose. So I am not surprised that Kai was like, I mean, I would be definitely afraid to go down that hill at full speed. Because I know the type of momentum I pick up.
I ain't talking about full speed.
I'm talking about
don't burn your brakes up.
Yeah, the brakes is getting burnt.
That's what, we got more hills to go down. You
don't want to burn. No, we don't. We got more hills for me to walk down.
It shocked me, though, because even when we hit the level, like, we going and I'm looking and, you know, Si's right behind me. I'm thinking Kai's directly behind him. And we get to the corner and stop. And I'm like, all right, where's your brother at? And I look down the sidewalk, and here he is just paddling. But it was interesting. Now they asking me to go bike riding like every day, so
they love.
I got to wait. It's been getting a little warm. I got to wait for the sun to start going down a little bit.
You should take him while I take Marcus to the piano lesson. It shouldn't be that bad.
No, I'm gonna work out then. Yeah, I'll take him after.
After you work out, or after piano lesson?
After I work out.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, don't work out then. Little Marcus is about to start his workout regimen for the summer. He's not excited, but at the same time, he wants the results that come with working
like
out.
Like anything else with sports and physical stuff, just like with basketball, track. He don't want to practice. He just wants to be good.
We've been watching. Well, no, I haven't been watching. I've been seeing the results of the draft, and we were just talking about it yesterday. the feeling these parents must have.
Oh, NBA draft?
Yeah, the NBA draft. The feeling these parents must have, because the amount of support you have to have from your parents or from a coach in order to be drafted to the NBA is crazy. So if you're a parent that's like put in that effort, which we aren't, those parents.
Well, the thing is we don't have, at least as of yet, we don't have any kids that are into it as much.
Well, we also haven't exposed them enough to be, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like little Marcus could have eventually been into it, but he had a very small window.
No, but he's had time to get into it if he was going to.
No. What I'm like, we did it with him when he was like 7 years old, and we didn't continue that, and he wasn't naturally good at it. I think if he, and then we didn't bring him back to
it. He is good at it, actually. He just doesn't, but here's the thing. It takes a lot of physical, a lot of physical out of you to do these things. That's something that Marcus is not truly into doing.
I think for basketball, he's okay with the physical. It's the mental that throws him. It's all those decisions, because Marcus is slow to make. Marcus actually doesn't want to make decisions, to be honest.
No, you don't.
He would prefer us to make them for him. And with basketball, you have to make decisions constantly. And that, I think, wears him the hell out.
Yeah.
So we're going to move to our next segment called Tick Tock O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
Tick Tock O'Clock. Tick Tock O'Clock is where we listen to a TikTok clip, whether it be on parenting or just some sort of opinion by a TikTok creator. And then we give our opinion on it. Today, our good old assistant, Victory, found a really great clip. We won't play the whole thing because it's a little bit longer. And it's dealing with parenting. Lanina is the content creator. So we'll play it for you now.
Listen, I'm the type of mom that I don't like to embarrass my children in front of anybody, right? But I don't like when my children embarrass me in front of anybody either, let me tell you. I'll give you an example. About 2 or 3 years ago, my oldest, he was about 12 or something, and we were at our sports family's house. And, you know, I guess whatever, he was upset for whatever reason, and I go by him to check on him. And he's like, what, mom? God, always over here, like, oh, let's go. And he tells his friends, let's go. And I'm like, did he just talk to me like that? Did he really just treat me like that in front of people? Whatever, people started going inside, and I say, hey, son, come here. Let me holler at you real quick. And he's like, what, mom? And I was like, come here. Let me talk to you. Everybody went inside, and I pulled them to the side. And I'm like, if you ever in your life disrespect me like that, I will embarrass you the same way you embarrass me in front of everybody. Don't you dare talk to me a certain way. I am your mother. I am not your friend. I am not your family member. I am not your little cousin. I am your mother. Okay? He's like, but mom, I don't care how you meant it, how upset you are. You better watch the way you talk to me. My husband tells my kids all the time, y'all ever disrespect me in front of somebody, we both gonna be looking crazy out there. Like, listen, there is one thing I don't like embarrassing my children. But I don't like when my children embarrass me.
And she went on to say, basically, also in parenting, we have to make sure we're coming up with ways not to embarrass our kids. But on the same token, she was like, but if you decide to embarrass me, it's going to be a checkmate situation, pretty much.
Yeah, like after the warning. So, and a lot of mine had to do, because we listened to the whole thing, and it's just like, she kind of contradicted herself. But I'm going to go ahead and
tell me how.
Because when she went on explaining, she was just saying, damn it, you need to play it all the way through. Because I was like, let me just say this. So, to me, it sounds like that couldn't have been his first time talking to you. That he felt comfortable enough to speak to you that in that manner to begin with, which that would never be the thing. I don't care about my children being embarrassed by something by me correcting them. I remember getting embarrassed by my parents. Yes, it's embarrassing, but guess what? My ass needed to get checked. It's only going to happen once. After, actually, with me, it happened a couple times, but they didn't care who was watching, who was around. And then I came to realize, no, I need to act like I got some goddamn sick. Granted, I didn't ever, like, go to act like that around my parents. It would just be me acting up in public. Mm-hmm. If you act up in public, you're going to get checked in public. It ain't gonna be, if you did it, what they say, we're going to pinch the tit where the circus is.
Pitch the tent. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going to pitch the tent where the circus is.
Uh-huh. I thought you were saying pinch. That's why I was repeating.
No, I could have said that. But, yeah, we're going to address it right then and there. You don't get the luxury of getting pulled to the side in silence and say, don't talk to me. No. Now, hold on. What did you say? Don't you ever talk to me like that. Act like you got some goddamn sense. For a child to feel bold enough to, regardless of how annoyed they are in that moment, feel bold enough to address a parent like that in any situation, whether it's in public, whether it's at home, or whether it's in their goddamn sleep, they must feel comfortable enough to do that. And for all that, I don't want to embarrass my child. Like, what gave that child even in that moment, like, oh my God, here she comes again. I might say that when mama's on her way over. Mark, you okay? Yes, ma'am. She walk away. God dang, she ain't gonna know how I feel that way. But so that's my thing. Like, I kind of get the whole thing of, you know, don't embarrass your children. I ain't saying act a fool, like swing at them and get all loud and boisterous and everything like that. But at the same time, it's just like, kids don't always get that luxury, and we've never had to check our kids like that, really, in public like that, because they already know in private how we are. You already know before we hit any public situation how you need to act in public, because you see me in private. So imagine how I'm going to act in public.
Come on, somebody. Real quick, before I tell you my opinion and ask you some questions on your opinion, I want to tell you about our next sponsor, Earnin. Life doesn't happen biweekly, so why should payday? I remember the few times that I worked for other people and having to wait every 2 weeks and having to try to do that like puzzle piece of, okay, I need to pay this one this week as far as in a bill, but then wait for my next paycheck in 2 weeks to pay the other thing because of how I was getting paid. Well, you know what? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid with your next paycheck. Now listen, I understand what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck, literally not until 2020, were we in a place where we felt like, okay, we are ahead as far as in the revenue that we're bringing in. So it doesn't feel like, oh, if I get sick next week and I can't work, woo, what the heck are we going to do? So something like this, an app like this that allows you to kind of get ahead in a way that you are moving along, knowing that I'm working, this money is coming in, I just need access to it early, is super duper helpful. I think you can be wise with the money that you're earning by being able to actually have it when you need it. So an app like Earnin is something that can really help in that situation. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join earnings over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I heard about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N. In the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in argument under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show, as we told you all earlier. Argument under podcast.
Argument.
Subject to your available earnings, day max and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. We thank Earnin for sponsoring this podcast. Yes. Okay, there are some assumptions that I'm not going to make that you made. Mm-hmm. I still don't know where you felt like she was
contradicting. You got to play the full thing again, but go ahead and I'll say the second half of what I do remember about her thing.
The gist of what she said, because I thought you actually did cut her off early. Because you were like, I get it.
No, I mean, that was how many, like 30 seconds? She talked for like 2 minutes. I cut off. It was only like just a little bit left. She just started repeating herself. I can't do the whole.
That was more than 30 seconds. That was about a minute and a half in.
Okay, so let's say if hers was 2 minutes, I cut off the last 15 seconds.
So basically what she was saying, and I agree, is that she feels she's big on, I don't want to embarrass you in public when I discipline you. There are ways that I can discipline you that aren't embarrassing. I think for her, oh, Jesus, I didn't ask you to talk. Sorry. I think for her, misbehavior is not the thing that's embarrassing. It's if you are actually talking to her crazy is what she considers embarrassing.
Yeah.
With my mother is similar to Marcus. When I was growing up, me misbehaving, whether it was directed towards her or not, was me embarrassing her in public. And I think I probably...
Go ahead. That's see what. Yeah, go ahead.
You see the difference?
No. See what I was gonna say now.
Well, go ahead and then.
Because she considers it seems like this was all triggered by her being embarrassed by the way he talked to her.
Yeah, that's exactly what she was saying.
So my thing was the fact that he felt it being okay in that moment to talk to you that way. To me, seems like a much something that's been that happened long before.
And I'm saying I'm not gonna make that assumption.
Bold. Okay.
Yeah, some kids just be like, I'm gonna test this boundary
and
right now.
I'm glad you said that. And then finish. And I'm gonna say what else I got to say.
You finish.
No, you finish. Say what you're gonna say.
Okay. So, I personally feel like when, let me go back at this party that my son went to. I did not get to hear it with my own ears, but I was made aware that a child snapped at one of their parents, right? Because the parent wanted them to leave the party so that they could go to something else. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that parent kind of tucked their tail and just sat back down, right? And I was like, okay, I made sure that one of the parents knew, the parent hosting, I want you to know, my child would never do that. But if for some reason, due to the behavior of someone else's child doing that, he ever wanted to test me in that way, you're going to see a showdown. And it's going to be bad. And she was like, oh, I get it, right? So that's a whole, dealing with the situation that this woman is specifically dealing with, I can't imagine one of my children ever raising their voice at me. I can't imagine one of my children ever speaking to me without a respectful tone putting on it.
Like, they can't imagine it.
Right. You're like, Amar is the only one that tests boundaries. He's the one who'd be like, what? To us all of the time. But I also know Amar is imitating us.
Yes. When he calls us, we say what?
We'd be like, what? Especially if he didn't call me 18 million times. What? So he definitely tests us all the time. If there's anybody that's going to get checked in this way, it'll be Amar. Not the twins, not little Marcus. They are still, yes, ma'am. But we have to just correct things like, yeah, that's the biggest thing that we have to correct with them is them saying, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm fine with yeah. Angel don't like it.
I'll be like, say yes, ma'am. And my mother doesn't like it either. So I'm also helping them so they don't get checked by their grandmother. But as far as in misbehavior in public, it would definitely depend on what it is. Because my kids, I'm going to allow them to make certain mistakes. And not all of them have to result in me checking the hell out of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, misbehaving in public, that... We can, the way we've parented our kids, that can be corrected by a look. Like, hey.
But you just said sometimes your parents had to embarrass you with.
When I was acting a fool, yes. Like in church, back there acting up and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when the looks didn't happen, that was, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
I'm going to get to
that. It's a conversation. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is like when she went on and not just her, it's all of these TikTok parenting tips. It really irks my nerve when people say, this is what you need to do to your children. This is how you need to parent. That's how you need to parent your child. Mm-hmm. I have four different sons. Each one is I parent differently from the next because they're four different children. And by her, even not just her, but that's the one
we've done
today.
It.
Yeah, we've done it, but not to the extent it's like, this is what you need to do. Like, we tell people, you know, people that say, y'all need to write a book. Y'all children are so well behaved because we cater to just that specific child. The way we parent Marcus, we got to do completely different with the twins and Amar, Sai, completely different with Kai, completely different from Amar. Can't even say the twins. Because it all depends, like, for an example, for this young lady to say, this is what you need to do. It's just like, well, I'm looking at it like, your child actually did that? Mm-hmm. Like, said that to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems, yeah, like you said, you're not going to put that on them. But I'm like, I parent to the point to where my child would never. I thought Marcus raised his voice at me one time. And it was just because he didn't think I could hear him. He was just like, I already did it. And I was like, whoa, what? He was like, no, I was telling you I already did it. I didn't think you. I was like, oh, okay. Like, so for her to face this situation and then come back and say, this is what you need to do. No. This is what you had to do to your child. Mm-hmm. But that's just like a blanket statement for like Ali. I know it's TikTok and people got to post and do this, that, and the third. Some people go through the same things. I get it.
Yeah. I pray my kids never make me eat my words, right? Because I feel as though I'm raising them in a way where they understand my expectations.
Yeah. And even Amar, when we correct Amar, he listens. Like, we'll say, no, don't say that. He'll be like, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
But Amar is the one that's going to test us. That's yeah. just the point
and
of the matter.
He's going to test us because we're running out of energy.
Correct. But as I was saying, I pray that my kids never make me eat my words and that the structure that we've set up allows them to understand there are certain ways that you just don't want to find out what happens.
Yeah.
But I also know kids will make you look stupid real. Like just when you think you have things under wrap, mm-hmm. you'll be like, wait, did you what? So I do try to take into consideration that not every time my child needs to be disciplined, do their friends need to be privy to it? However, being that our children are now about to be in environments where the other children are extremely privileged, like the drastic difference between their life and some of their classmates' life, mm-hmm. and more than likely the way they are disciplined, their other classmates, is going to be extremely different. I know I'm going to have to reaffirm those boundaries more and more and more. And that might require the discipline to happen in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Just so everybody is aware. And this is the big thing about, and we'll move on to the main topic. This was the big thing about, this is kind of the main topic. I was saying to the mother yesterday, I said, you know, my son doesn't really invite kids over to the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my eldest son. And one of the things that I make known to him is like, okay, you know how we are. So make sure the kids that you invite over are ones that can respect the rules that we have in the house, right? And I'm sure for him, he's trying to navigate that. Even though most of his friends are cool, we just have stricter rules than some people.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it was like one of our friends there. They have a kid that's in high school, and they had some friends over. You know, them kids got to cussing and everything, and she had to check all of them. Like, you ain't heard none of the adults in here cussing. You going to watch your mouth when you in my house.
Yeah.
And like that, and that's for them. And it's not like they were doing it like quietly and this was overheard by the parent. No, this was in front of the parent with the friend. And it's just like, Is this what's okay in your household?
And more than likely, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like just and like stuff like that is like Marcus knows. Any of his friends will know that ain't gonna take place in the Tainsley household. You will sit outside on the porch till your people come get you.
So I think him navigating, especially middle school. A lot of these kids are allowed to cuss with their mm-hmm. with their parents, especially if it's not like overuse and vulgar. Where Marcus is not allowed to cuss in our presence at all. Are we aware of that more likely he be cussing when he's not in our presence?
Absolutely.
Yes. But when you in this house, that's not our rodeo. That's not what we're doing. That's not what we allowing. What? So I think for him, it is a little bit more difficult to like, because he's making these new friends of being like, okay, I need you to understand the rules in this house because they probably don't look like the rules in your house.
Right.
Where Kai and Sai, it's easy. All the kids, we are friends, good friends with the parents.
Right.
So we already know what's good.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I had a friend coming up. He would say, shit, hell, damn, drop the F-bomb in front of anybody's parent until you got around his. This boy would act like a beat puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't, no, chill out, man. Come on, dad. Like, you act a fool in front of everybody else's parents.
Why you acting this way?
So I remember somebody called him out on it. It was like, why you do all this crap in front of everybody else's parents? Don't even get around yours.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, people are different. Kids are different.
I didn't have to work. Everybody knew my mother was a minister.
Yeah.
So that was a line that they were not going to cross.
I didn't know anybody that was bold enough to do anything around anybody's parents.
I knew thugs that weren't going to. Let me tell you. I'll tell you this one story. There was one little thug that tested my mama in church. Mama grabbed this boy by his collar and pinned him against the wall. Gathered him fully. And that was the last time. Nobody tested my mother after that.
We had teachers that were mother figures, like knew everybody's parent. This was in high school. I remember it was two thugs. Both of them was deep in them streets, about to get into a fight. Miss Ward stepped out and yelled one of them's name. Get in my room. And when we seen this dude back down, that just further reiterated the power of Miss Ward.
Listen.
We was like, God dang, you just got gathered up. Like, it's like, hey, he really going to stop this fight in the middle of this fight. Mm-hmm. Because, look, we don't play that. All right? I know some black parents that be letting their kids walk all over them. I ain't going to act like I don't, but it's few and far between.
Yeah, no, we would have to be old and senile for any of that to happen. It's even like, oh, here's another situation. This is just blending into the main topic. Don't worry about it, guys. We're having a good time.
The mic right now.
Don't worry about it, guys. We're having a good time. My eldest son, still, he got to go to a graduation party for his 8th grade promotion. These parents, obviously very wealthy, they invited the whole 8th grade class, all of everybody. Mm-hmm. They had it at a winery, okay? Not like everybody's drinking wine, but the winery had these has these big halls that people can rent out for events. Mm. They rented out one of the big halls. For the party favors, the kids were given high-quality hoodies that said class of 2027, okay? They had a money machine. You know, the ones that you get in the machine and the money is floating around and you got to try to grab it. Lil Marcus did not get any money, but there were friends of his who grabbed $50. Somebody grabbed $100. There's a lot of money in this school. There's a lot of privilege in these mm-hmm. schools. The type of parties that my son is going to, being invited to. I think I told y'all there was a bar mitzvah where they had Roddy Ricch come and perform. These are things that my son has never been used to. And this is not to say that with money comes misbehaving children. However, there are certain things that I found out that happened at that party. My son wasn't aware, but I found out that happened at the party. Underage drinking happened at that party.
Well, it was a winery.
Right. But I don't think they got it from the winery. Yeah, I think they brought it in.
Yeah.
Kids that didn't even go to the school showing up to the party, right? Things that would never happen at a party that we were throwing.
Yeah, because it's going to be at our house most likely.
Period.
Yeah, and I'm meeting all of you at the door.
That would never happen at our party. And not only that, if a child were to even test and bring that type of thing into our environment, we calling your parents. Your parents are coming, and even if they don't discipline you, you're about to get embarrassed in front of everybody and in front of your parents.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say in like kind of broach with you as the main topic is, what are the, I guess, the boundaries that you are setting as far as in disciplining in public your children? What boundaries do you have? What things are you not going to do in public when it comes to disciplining our four boys? And what are things that you just like, this is a free for all. You do this, I'm gonna do this. Oh, that's not what the main topic was. I now know what it is.
Do you?
Yes, and I apologize. My brain is everywhere. The main topic was actually a story that just happened in Chicago. And I wanted to discuss that. Did you hear about the young lady who was at a fast food restaurant, not a fast food chain, but a fast food restaurant in Chicago? And there was a man, and her and the man were having an argument. And if he said, if you say one more thing, I'm going to punch you in your face. The man begins to punch her in the face, and he's on top of her punching. Her 14-year-old got out of the car with a gun, shot the dude in the back. The guy takes off running. The boy goes out of the fast food restaurant, shoots him a couple more times. He shoots him in the back. It hits at least one more time in the back. The person died of their injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Both the mom and the boy turned themselves in. They're both locked up. Again, the boy was only 14. The mom. Oh, well, let me look that up. The charges were, I guess, dismissed. I saw this on, I think, Friday or Saturday. I knew I wanted us to talk about it.
Well, that was a change.
Yeah, I was like,
I was all geared up. Well, I'm going to get them kids up. No, I'm just playing.
I don't typically like to watch violent things. So while there were many camera angles, I only watched the one that luckily cut off right as this man drew back, followed through, and punched this woman in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on what I gave you thus far on that situation?
Look, if any young man who loves his mom sees her getting even disrespected, let alone beat up, punching the man by a grown man.
Punch in the face.
I'm saying whatever it was.
You said punching the man by a grown man?
Punched in the face. Getting beat up by a grown man.
Yeah,
punched
I was
in
just.
The face. Oh, okay. I ain't hear what I say.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said self-defense. That was not self-defense. Anytime you shoot somebody in the back, that's not self-defense. If she shot him, it would have been self-defense. Any young man that sees this, any man that sees this, his mom, wife, whoever, getting assaulted in this way by a man, look, whatever comes after that, so be it. I completely agree with this boy grabbing his gun and shooting this man. Granted, he's 14, so he don't know all the laws. I don't know, because I think I did hear something about this, because she instructed him to, like, go after him, get him, kill him, or whatever.
And as I was reading the comments, people who had watched all of the videos were like, that's not what she was saying. She was telling the boy to get back in the car.
Okay, all right, yeah. So I did hear something about that part, but I'm like, if you instruct somebody to go, no, don't do that. Because that's where the charges, if anything, would have come from, was him following the man outside as the man's running away to continue to shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, we hear that the charges got dropped again. Y'all saying definitely self-defense. That will never hold up in a court of law in self-defense. Luckily, the charges got dropped. But self-defense is when you are getting attacked.
Because it's not self.
Yeah, it's not self. It's someone else.
Well, it's something.
It to get dropped, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Maybe they can because he's a minor. There's women, as y'all know, there's women that are locked up right now serving all kinds of time for shooting a man that was assaulting their children, whether it be a baby's daddy or a husband or whoever. They couldn't be self-defense because the child didn't shoot the man. The woman did, just to save the children. But again, I'm glad the charges got dropped, because, I mean, this Chicago, that all depends on the judge and whoever else, because it could have been very bad for this young boy, especially what they be doing to black men out here.
Now, I will say the charges for I never do this. I'm actually going to the Shade Room's website to see the whole thing. The charges that were they were facing was murder. That's the charge.
Okay.
Now, those charges were dropped. There's no telling. It might change.
Okay, those charges were, because some of y'all said all charges were dropped. We don't know yet.
Well, those were the charges that were put up against them. It might change to manslaughter. Somebody is still dead.
Yeah, somebody's still dead. I can't see that just getting swept under the rug because they ain't white. Simple as that. But, yeah, it's no telling where this may go. I don't know. I heard the full story just now for the first time.
So, the initial charges were first-degree murder. That was the initial charges. And I forget
I can see that getting dropped.
I forget what the exact definition of first-degree murder is. Sometimes that is, like, with the intention to kill. I think that's what murder is. Yeah. Where manslaughter, the result might be the death of somebody, but that might not have been the intention.
So that's the difference between him shooting the man as he was punching his mom and then running outside to continue to shoot him. That could be manslaughter versus murder.
Yeah.
Because you chased the man down to shoot him versus manslaughter. No, I was just trying to get this idiot off my mom.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that is what it changes to. And I'm about to look up the difference between slaughter versus.
So anybody out there saying self-defense, please don't think you can shoot somebody for doing something to somebody else that ain't attacking you and use it as self-defense.
So let me tell you all what the difference based off of what I'm finding online. Okay. Cause as my good friend Mel would say, I'm not a lawyer, but if y'all not following Mel on TikTok, listen, she is blowing up over there.
Yeah, she is.
Breaking down all of these things. Okay. Murder refers to the malicious killing of another person in the heat of passion. Manslaughter is related to either unintentionally or non-premeditated killings. So that's more than likely where this is about to go.
Yeah.
Is that...
Which is still lighter than...
Oh, yeah, the charges are lighter. Like that's like the difference between like a hit and run.
Right.
If somebody accidentally hits someone and the result of that is that the person dies, that's manslaughter. If I go hunting you down with my car to run you over, that's murder.
It's lighter than him running outside because I didn't know impassion could be included in that because he could just be, you know, I was thinking, okay, if he chased him down, maybe they could use the, look, I know it just, you know, I chased him down. I couldn't control myself, didn't know what was going on. But that would be still considered.
It'd be still considered murder.
Yeah, considered murder. I didn't know that.
The fact of the matter is what they're saying is they don't know if the little boy's intention was for that man to be dead. I think his intention was, I don't want this man coming back to continue to fight my mother. That's the reason why more than likely the murder charge was not going to be able to stick. But again, me and Marcus are not.
Yeah, I'm not an attorney. At all, whatsoever. I just know I read a lot of law because I own guns in California. And it's very strict out here. So I've had to spiff up on that and understanding the law.
Shamir from, and I pray I'm pronouncing this right, in our Patreon was asking, isn't there a law that lets you defend others with force? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But maybe somebody who watches this afterwards will be able to tell us. What that is. Oh, and also, yes, the boy had a legal possession of a firearm.
Yeah, 14-year-old
is not supposed to have a firearm. So there are going to be charges that they're going to have to face.
That, but also, I don't know who Chicago's gun laws versus, you know, Chicago, for all I know, could be like another Florida or Texas or Arizona where you get an AR-15 with a car wash.
So this is my question for you. This is hypothetical. We understand that hypotheticals mean nothing, but this is our podcast.
Say it again for the people that's going to say, first of all.
Right. Hypotheticals mean nothing, but this is our podcast, so we're going to present hypotheticals. In this situation, what would you, obviously you're not a woman, so a man fighting you it causes a whole different type of scenario to actually happen. What would you have wanted to happen differently? Obviously,
if I was getting assaulted.
Yeah, and you had a child. Say right now you're a healthy black man. You're in a very, you're not in your peak shape, but you're in great shape. Say that wasn't the case. Say for some reason maybe there wasn't a way for you to be able to defend yourself fully in the situation that's happening.
As a parent, I definitely, regardless of what was going on with me, I definitely wouldn't want my child to get involved. Mm-hmm. When you said she was saying get back in the car, I get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because even as a parent, your first instinct is to protect your children.
Now, I do think she did ask him to bring the gun, but I think
it was for her.
Like, yes, and he gun. Was like,
if she could have popped eight in his stomach, and we would have been like, all right, let me give me number five. with a Sprite,
right.
Fries. Y'all might want to clean this up.
But I think the son was like, and again, I could be wrong, but from what I've read, I think she texted him to bring me the pistol. And by the time he got there, he was like, well, I'm going to handle this.
Yeah, I got this already. But I agree. I mean, I can't see myself getting in a situation. Unless my, you know, even still, I can't see it happen, but like, unless one of my sons are like a fully grown man, I can see that. Like, no, you, if I get into a fight, we get into a fight. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. But 14, I can't see me wanting Marcus to get involved in anything that's going on with me other than, you know, call the police or at the very most, yeah, throw me that bat over here you know what I'm saying?
At what age did you feel the responsibility of protecting your mom? I know your dad was here mm-hmm. all throughout until you were an adult. So you kind of already had like I know my daddy got my mom, but did you ever feel a sense as a young boy of that's my mama?
Oh, extremely young age.
Like what age?
Probably the twins age or younger. Mm. I was already there. Like I remember there was a time.
I saw that net. It's like it came out of your eyeball.
It's like the eighth gnat I've killed in here today. I remember there was a time we was kids. I can't remember. We had that, the Chrysler Fifth Avenue. So I was probably about the twins' age.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there's this little bar, you probably seen it, like leave mom and dad's house after you go into that train track and it's that little
mm-hmm.
hole in the wall bar right there. We were going past that. We were sitting at that light and somebody rear-ended us, like just bumped the back of the car. And I remember mama getting out. And I remember seeing this fat white guy got out of his truck. And mama's back there like, what the hell are you doing? Like, because the light was red. He wasn't going nowhere. He's probably drunk. And even as a young kid, I remember thinking, if this man does something or says something to my mom, I'm going to get out of here. And I'm going to do what my daddy said to do to bullies. I'm going to grab a rock. I'm going to beat him upside his head till he stops moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was at an extremely young age. So that even that, you know, that is from a young boy that's always been there to protect my mom, even my sister, you know, I thought I hated that girl at times growing up, but I ain't going to let nobody do nothing to her.
Yeah.
That was from a young age. I get the thought process of that 14-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good shot. It's a video. Mm-hmm. Sound like, I don't know if it was his first time holding a gun or not, but yeah, I get it. I can't say that even though I wouldn't want one of my children getting involved, if that was me, I can't say that I would do anything different from what he done.
Yeah, it breaks my heart because I'm raising all boys. And based off of who their father is, these boys are going to, and also just based off of their love for me, I know at some point in time in their life, they will go from needing or feeling that they need my protection. And they all still feel that,
mm-hmm.
but also feeling like, at the same time, you are our mother, and yeah. there will be no one who crosses a line with you. And for me, it actually causes me like emotional discomfort to even think about putting or being in a situation where one of my sons feels like they have to step up in front of me, mm-hmm. right? I mean, obviously, they know probably like I said, for you, you knew you had a dad and a big brother. Not that that absolved you of your feeling, but you knew if they were there, situation's going to get handled. That you could just stay buckled up, even though if you wanted to be involved. You know right. They're going to be in front of it to begin with.
Not with them, too. Just grab some popcorn and watch the show.
Right, exactly. And I know they probably feel the same way with their dad. They feel extremely safe, like I do, just by being in his presence. So I would, on one hand, want to avoid my kids ever. I actually have to do that with him. There are situations where I have particularly felt either disrespected or just a smidge unsafe, and I am already calculating how much more this might escalate if I involve him. And if I'm not willing to take the risk, I figure out a way to like dodge the situation or handle it myself in a very swift manner so that he's not having to be involved. Because
I know the people, do you know the people that you've been in these situations with?
No.
Because you brought this up multiple times.
No,
and
I don't.
Like, what situations has it been? And I'm like, it must be somebody we know.
Oh, absolutely not. Because I would just remove them from our life.
But who is it? What happened?
It's been when we've been out and I felt like, like, you remember when we were in Vegas and you were like, did that dude just, you asked if he had said something to me or did he touch my hair or something? It was in Vegas, and I was like, no.
No, I asked if he said something to you. I remember the dude that I had checking the club.
Yeah,
but you didn't see all the stuff he was doing. I did, though.
Yeah, but there was, you asked, and you were like, did he say? And I was like, nah.
What'd he say?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I was
so
like.
So we already have a thing going where next time somebody say something out of line to me, Angel can't say nothing. Because it was a time that I told her, I pulled her out of the situation. And against what I said, you went on over to that table
and acted
a fool.
But this,
and I said the next time.
Let me tell you how this is different. Let me just tell you. I'm not trying to say that it's not fully hypocritical. That person was overtly trying to then be just disrespectful to me.
Okay.
The person who said something to me, they weren't even aware yet that you were with me.
Okay.
So it was, they said something that was, it wasn't out of line. It wasn't like bitch or something. It was something that was just in general, just I think probably way too like sexual. I'm like, what is this?
Right. Market victory. Ugh, put the time down.
Oh.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're right. In the case with you, she turned from just being sexual to you to let me be disrespectful to you, black woman. Because I said, all right, keep it moving. It was a very simple, we just go de-escalate it. We're not going to go into that story. We're talking about this.
Care.
Anyways, with my boys, though, at the same time, I do not want to raise men that feel comfortable watching a woman get beat in the face and recording it versus stepping in.
If I'm there, I don't know if I'd be able to just, dang, that's messed up. He's punching this woman, especially if I see that she don't know this man.
And the thing,
this
is the two things that make me on the both sides of each coin. Because I've had to tell Marcus at one point in time, he was about to go rescue some strange woman. I said, bring yourself back here. And this is the reason why, because people is crazy out here in these American streets.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who got guns no more. We don't know we don't really know the full outcome. And because Marcus now is like, he has this whole family, I don't feel comfortable you putting your life at stake for someone else. However, at the same time, I also won't ever feel comfortable with you just being, or any of us, this is me included. If I were there and I saw that man doing that, I'm at least calling the police. I'm not just going to sit there and record. Like,
right.
Somebody has to stop this. While I might not feel comfortable putting myself in harm's way, if I can't assess the entire environment of
she on the road today, y'all.
Does this man have a gun in the back of his shirt? Does this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is so many ways that things can go wrong these days that it's hard to.
Yeah. I remember I was in Best Buy one time in the checkout line, and I was standing there. There was a lady black lady behind me, and she had put her bag down to go look at something like that was like right here beside the line. So we ended up moving up a person. So I step up, So as she's coming back to get her bags and scoot her stuff up, there was another man that came and got in front of her stuff. And she was like, excuse me, I was right there. He was like, no, you weren't in line. And she was like, sir, I wasn't. He's like, no, you weren't in line. I was like, actually, you was in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I told, and I had her come and get in front of me, and then I looked back at him. So then he ain't had nothing to say then. So then guess what he did? Puts his stuff down and goes to look at something.
Mm.
The line moves up. Somebody, and he's gone for a second. Come back. There's somebody in front of him now. I said, turned around. I said, see how that works? Or whatever. But it's sometimes it's just hard to like look past. Like that particular instance is like, I don't know how many people was in this place at the time. I don't know what was going on. But that'll be hard to watch and not do something.
I think if anything, I would have tried to help de-escalate the problem before it got to, as soon as he said, if you say something else, I'm going to punch you in the face. I've been like, hey, ma'am, come with me because this is crazy. I'll go get you some food somewhere else. Because of, I think a lot of times we're reactionary. We're like, let's see how this plays out. And then when it gets to that far, it's just like, I don't want to ever have to wait until somebody gets punched in the face.
Right.
In order for things to be calmed down. I'd rather been like, can we get security in here, please? Because this is out of line. So, long story short, I'm going to forever try to protect my kids from being in situations, and my husband from being in situations where they have to defend me. But at the same time, I want my boys to know if they love someone, especially if they love the woman that they're with, that they cannot passively wait for things to subside. If it is their mama, if it is their girlfriend, if it is their cousin that they, you know, loved, if there's their grandmother, we all better be in jail together. It's basically at a certain age, we just gonna have to see how the cookies crumble.
Right.
After shooting the podcast, Marcus and I were actually able to read an article that gave us a little more insight. And in the article, there's a quote from CBS2 legal analyst Irv Miller, and he said, you have the right to use deadly force to stop the force against another person. And that's exactly what happened in this case. And that's exactly why the state's attorney office dropped this case today. So after having more knowledge, we realize why the charges of first-degree murder were dropped. And we're just grateful that everything worked out in this family's favor.
We're going to move real quick because we are in a rush. We're going to move to take our advice, unless there was something else you wanted to say.
Nah.
This was a good talk. How'd you feel about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a good question. This is from BZB. This is a great episode, if you ask me. How do you feel about parents embarrassing their kids online, like the mom who made the boy dance as punishment? It was funny, but some people thought it was abusive. This is Tank Our Advice. Hey, oh,
yeah. Me personally, I mean, I don't know. I don't really care to embarrass my kids online. That I never do anything to embarrass my children as far as a disciplinary action. Like when we talking earlier about, you know, them getting embarrassed, and like if you do something to disrespect me in that moment or embarrass me, my aim isn't to embarrass you. My aim is to check you in that moment.
Yeah.
Regardless of where we are. Mm-hmm. I'm checking you. Nobody else exists at this moment. I'm checking you right now. So, yeah, one of my kids do something. I ain't going to go through the trouble of embarrassing them online. No, they're getting disciplined and handled where it happens. And it ain't going to be in front of the internet. If they just happen to be recording.
I remember we had an episode like that where, you remember back in our old house, where I felt like you checked little Marcus during a live.
Yeah.
I have stricter rules about that for myself. And while I share a lot, that is one thing I prefer not to share ever online, is me gathering my child.
But you did. You were hypocritical in that moment.
When did I? Because we talked about it.
Yeah,
when?
Because you were out there working out and they came and asked you something and you went off on them as you were recording and posted it.
This is the difference, though. This is where I do feel like the difference was. I was doing a comedic rant when I was telling them to get out. It wasn't a moment in which I felt like they truly felt like mom is really mad at us. I'm not saying that it can't still seem as hypocritical, but do you see the difference in the two situations?
I see a little bit of the difference, but yeah, still very hypocritical.
Like, I'm sitting there calling them Tweedledee and Tweedledum. That is, to me, it was more about, oh, this is a funny parenting rant that I can do versus if y'all come out here again, I'm about to spank y'all. Versus like me settling in on them.
All right.
Regardless, for me, when it comes to me seriously disciplining my children, that is something I really do not plan on ever sharing with them. One is because it is truly about their development. I'm correcting them not for my sake, but for their sake. And that is a part of their life. While I might talk about the aftermath, that's a part of their life that I want them to be able to have private. Because that, especially at this age, embarrassment is sometimes worse than the punishment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In certain things on...
That was every time I got in trouble with mama.
In certain things online live forever. And while we didn't have that issue growing up because there was no online, I am cognizant of the fact this is a different day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Our mothers could do a bunch of stuff to us in public, but that moment is only reserved for the people that can remember it. Versus a child crying online having to do a TikTok dance.
To me, that's just bad, in my opinion, bad parenting. That's just horrible to embarrass your child like that. But like you said, me and you are two different things. If like we sitting here, even on the podcast, let's say Marcus was sitting here, he said something, be like, don't you ever talk to me like that again, okay? Yes, sir. Okay. That ain't me. No, or anything like that, yeah. Or even still, I'm not gonna wait till the episode and then say that. No, you said it right here. I'm gonna correct it right here. And even if that surfaces, 10, 15 years from now, that was him being a child and me being a father.
I even though we argue on here, there are times when I haven't been happy with something that's happened between us, and if I can give you that much respect to be like, let me wait till these cameras are rolling before I give you my full how I feel about it. I try to give my kids that same type of regard and respect. And we have the mental capability of being able to process the difference between the two of, y'all can think whatever the hell y'all want. This is us.
Yeah.
And if I can give you that amount of respect and knowing that you can process it, I want to try to give my kids the same amount of respect. So while I know you feel like me talking to the twins and that going viral was me disciplining them, that to me wasn't real discipline. That was me being like, yo, look at me as a mother. I can't work out because these kids is fighting each other. Y'all gonna have to fight to the finish. Like, they're just two different things to me. Let us know what, oh yeah, and the shaving the head thing, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I'm not doing it. I'm not.
Only one I do agree with the dude that he was somewhere in Texas. His daughter like disrespected the cleaning lady and said something bad about her or to her, and he put up a video of him saying what the daughter did. He had her tablet right there. He said, "This is my 45," and he shot the tablet up. And it was like, being that you wanted to post this, I'm going to take your account. I'm posting this video, and you won't ever get this thing back again.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that.
Yeah. I mean, that because it was like he was trying to embarrass that one. I wouldn't do it, but I'm like, good for you, father.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not with it. None of it. My child would feel my wrath and everything would still be corrected without that. That's just me personally. Okay. Last but not least, because I got to take my baby to piano lessons. And again, if you all have anything you want to chime in regards to... in regards to that topic, please leave it in the comments below. Sorry, I'm struggling to get to the comments. Okay, my bad. I was signed into Mama Likes. And if you're not subscribed to Mama Likes, please subscribe to Mama Likes on YouTube at Mama Likes 127. And you can get some amazing content over there on our podcast there. Tell them about your podcast with Goose while I look for
y'all. My podcast with Greg Gooseby called Let Us Tell It. Y'all can find that on Tanksley TV. We usually record every Wednesday and post every Friday. Not sure if we're going to have an episode this week. We will see. We may end up filming. We'll be in the same location later on this week, so we may be doing it there, and it may go up on Friday anyway, but we will see. But, yeah, on Tanksley TV, you can also find that across all podcast streaming platforms. Let us tell it.
Okay, this is a comment that is not as nice, but I wanted to read it, and we can respond really quickly. This is from Wild Ones 3076. I see what you guys are creating, But you could be so much more, I watch all of y'all's podcasts. Thank you. But you guys really need to pick a side. Are you hot or cold? Will you guys be as good of an ambassador for Christ as you are, as you'd be for the brands? It's so confusing. One minute you're talking about Jesus and speaking in tongues. The next minute you're saying, kiss my wide ass, This is very disappointing. I noticed this same mindset with all of you guys. The bold and the bald is what she meant. The bald and the beautiful, gin and juice. I'm not going to speak for Mel, Melissa, Kevin, or I think that was everybody. God has been blessing you guys, but I encourage you to become great ambassadors for him first. First of all, thank you so much for the comment.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching all of our content. And I mean that, and I don't mean it in a sarcastic way, even with what my response will be after this. And thank you for also expressing your opinion in the comments. I do actually appreciate it. This is what I'll say, Wild Ones 3076. I'm confident in my walk with Christ. I know the areas that I feel like I need to work in. And I'm confident in the voice of God talking to me. So while your opinion may be valid to you, I encourage you that if you really feel like I am lukewarm, that you pray God puts it on my heart, because this will not be the thing that changes my behavior. And it took me a long time to get to that point to not, well, not a long time, but it took me time in my teens, I would say, to get to the point of not needing the outside criticism or constructive criticism, as it might be, from others about my relationship with Christ, for that to be the thing that determines how I'll behave in public versus how I'll behave in private, or, you know, the two being the same. So thank you for your concern, because I know you genuinely mean well, but I will say that would be the best place for you to take this, is to take it to the Lord.
Wow, when it's 30, 60, 76.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they commented on Let Us Tell It also with a similar
comment. She really wants us to get our lives together.
Absolutely. Look, like Angel said, I appreciate you watching and supporting and all that jazz. But like Angel said, I'm very confident. I've never been able to be swayed by what other people thought about my walk and my belief, nor will I ever. That is between me and the Almighty. Again, thank you. But and you even said that Let Us Tell is becoming one of your favorites, but we're not going to change. Me and Greg over there are going to be us. I am here on here. I'm going to be me. Angel's going to be Angel. And I'm not here to be everyone's cup of tea. The people that know me, that love me, know my heart as well as God. And it ain't for everybody else to know.
Look, I know most of the Patreon was like, Mark is about to cuss out.
No, I'm not.
Look at him.
Because I do. I appreciate the support. I understand you're not approaching it, because you commented a few times. You're not approaching anything with malicious intent. And I'm trying to address it in a non-confrontational, malicious intent way. I do appreciate the support. However, don't look for me to change because of what anybody said.
Amen. All right.
I have a hard time changing because of what she said.
He do. Listen, my baby likes who he is.
I love who I am.
And I love who he is too. And I love myself. And I love the Lord. You guys, thank y'all so much for tuning in to this little bit longer episode, but we appreciate your time. Again, look in the description box for a couple of things, or the show notes. One, link to join our Patreon. It's only $5 a month. You spend way more than that on coffee or one of your other useless habits. Number two, look for our sponsor links. We got HelloFresh and Earning. If you are looking for some healthy meals or just some great meals to have, or if you're looking for a way to get paid more frequently, check them out. And then two or three, look for the link for the tour. We don't want you to miss out. Philadelphia tour dates are on sale. We'll also, by the time this goes up, we'll have the tickets for New York and Washington, D.C. live, I do believe. So look out for that.
I'm just laughing at everybody's shock at my response.
Well, until next time, y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.